Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, one more player we need to learn about. Well, let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Jordan Hofeditz. He covers SMU for 24/7. They made the college football playoff this year. To learn more about Breshard Smith, the seventh round running back for the Kansas City Chiefs. Jordan, how are you doing today, my man?
I'm good. How's it going, guys?
Doing great. Let's start with this. What made SMU move positions for Smith, who played wide receiver at Miami and then played running back at SMU?
It was a little bit of need. It was a little bit of skill set. I mean, what SMU came into the season last year, they really didn't need another receiver. But what they saw in Breshard was just a playmaker and certainly a special teams difference maker. That they were going to figure out a way to get him on the field, and ultimately running back is where that was for them, and it worked out pretty well.
Yeah, I'm guessing it was a pleasant surprise for you guys because you're kind of looking at this wide receiver that transfers in, and he didn't have a great career in Miami. You're not expecting that he's going to be a 1,200-yard back, and you guys are making the college football playoff largely because of how good he was last year.
Right, and his versatility came into play so much. I mean, you look at him, he was a wide receiver at Miami, still as a running back last year. He had a career high in receptions and receiving yards. He set the SMU all-time record for all-purpose yards. He was just so capable in anything they asked him to do, and it got to a point where they almost couldn't get him off the field. They had to have him out there for almost every play just because he gave you so many options and also just gave the defense something they really had to worry about.
Are you worried about Smith just only having 1 year of college production at the position? We're not talking about a guy that played 3 years of running back. We're talking about a guy that played 14 games at running back. Now looking at him, is that something that bothers you heading into his pro career?
I don't think so, mostly because you look at him coming into last year and he had none. And you look what he did with no experience. I think you put him in that Chiefs offense and you put him around the playmakers they already have. You let the coaching staff work with them. And I think you can develop him really, really well. I think in a way that's almost a nice thing because he probably doesn't have a lot of bad habits that some guys who have played running back all their life might have that you need to adjust or unlearn and relearn something. He's able to go in kind of a blankish slate and really start from ground zero with what that Chiefs offense will want him to do and want him to be.
Watching him last year, what are some traits that you like about him that can make him a very pleasant surprise in this year's draft?
He's explosive. I mean, just his ability to find that hole, cut to that hole, and then he's gone. I mean, he doesn't overdo it. He doesn't try to build up that speed too fast. He's patient with it, but then once he gets that hole and once he does turn it on, it's a different level. And that's what made him so special at SMU. Is it's something SMU hasn't had in a really, really long time out of that position, was a guy who could just get out and go.
Looking at his receiving numbers from last year, I am a little bit surprised, and you certainly know more about their offense than I am. For a guy who had the wide receiver background that he was, I'm surprised to look at his wide receiver numbers. I mean, they were fine, but like they weren't big-time numbers for a guy who should be able to run and also catch it out of the backfield.
line?
Well, I think a lot of it was the number of receivers that SMU had last year. They were a really deep receiving core, so they were able to rotate guys, keep guys fresh. They were able to use a lot of different things, and they certainly used him as a receiver out of the backfield, but they didn't have to. And so it again was just another weapon that he provided that he was able to do, that they were able to key on every now and again, but didn't have to rely on it or force it because of that skill set.
Right now, we're learning a little bit more about Breshard Smith, the seventh-round running back the Chiefs got out of SMU. You mentioned what you really liked about him and his explosiveness. What are some things that you noticed that are simply going to improve as he just gets more reps at running back, because he didn't really have a lot before last year?
Right. I think just his vision. You know, I think there's a definite difference between running a route as a receiver and letting a hole open up and a play develop in front of you as a running back. He was good at that last year. I think that was impressive and a real big step and quick step in his progression last year, but that's only going to get better. And just the comfortability. I mean, one of my favorite things when we talked to him during the season about the position change and this, that, and the other, it was, I'm a football player. Just put the ball in my hand. I know what to do with it at that point. And you can't teach that. That's something inherent in some guys. And so I think just that that football capability is just going to give him a chance to keep developing and keep taking those next steps as a player.
When it comes to ball security, how is he?
Good. He had, I mean, there were a couple times, but it wasn't something where it was an issue that was constantly talked about. He did, I will say, on a couple of his, bounced right back to him. So he was a little fortunate with some of those, but I don't think that's a concern I would have any more than any other running back in the NFL that's going to have some big paws swiping at the ball.
Last two things here. When you look at his run style, is there an NFL running back that he reminds you of? Is there somebody that you can say he compares a lot to based on his run style?
Well, the funny thing is SMU head coach Rhett Lashley, when they were kind of figuring out how to use this guy, he referenced Pacheco and how the Chiefs used him. And they were like, hey, if that size and that kind of skill set works at the NFL level, we can make that work at the college level. So I think that's another reason why I think this is a wonderful get for the Chiefs, because you're talking about a guy who has kind of in college been asked to do some of those things that he's going to be asked to do in this Chiefs offense.
That is Jordan Hofeditz joining us on the show. He covers SMU for 24/7 Sports. They had a fantastic season. They made the college football playoff this year, and Breshard Smith was certainly a key piece of that, running for over 1,200 yards last year on 5.7 yards per carry. Jordan, great stuff. You guys had a great season. You guys are looking to go back to the college football playoff this upcoming year.
I think so. They've got they're reloading. College football landscape is so different, but they return some key pieces, including their quarterback. And anytime you can do that at the college level, you're a step ahead of some other people. And they're just rolling. They've kind of built a culture of winning that hadn't been synonymous with SMU football in a really long time, and they're just kind of trying to keep that rolling.
Absolutely. That is Jordan Hofeditz joining us on the show. Thanks, Jordan.
Thank you.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.